Hi, it's Dave. Tesla is having their much-anticipated Battery Day tomorrow on September 22nd. In this video, I'm going to be sharing my thoughts on if Tesla stock will be selling on the news and what that means. Alright, so Tesla's Battery Day is happening tomorrow, September 22nd, starting at 1:30 p.m. Pacific Time. You can view the Battery Day presentation live at Tesla's website at tesla.com. And you can also view the recording after the event is over at tesla.com as well. In this video, I'm going to be sharing some thoughts on how Tesla's stock price might react to Battery Day. Now, I've already shared my thoughts on Battery Day and what to expect in a video last week. And also, I covered a lot of Battery Day topics in my interview with Jordan Giesecke from The Limiting Factor. In this video, I want to focus just on the stock price. And I want to talk about the Wall Street adage that says, buy the rumor and sell the news. Before we get into what that adage means, I think it's important to understand how much manipulation of stock prices there are in the markets. There are a multitude of ways that traders and funds can manipulate stock prices in their favor. I did a video a while back specifically on different ways that people can manipulate stock prices, and you can watch that video in the link in the description. One of the favorite ways that people like to manipulate stock prices is they like to use the media in their favor. That's why big money investors usually have a lot of friends and relationships with the media and journalists. And they can use those relationships in a multitude of ways. For example, when Tesla was going through Model 3 production hell, you probably noticed a flurry of negative articles regarding Tesla in almost all of the news outlets out there. Anything negative or anything that could be perceived as negative was reported in the media against Tesla and Elon Musk. I remember a time back in late 2018 or so, and for a few months there was a negative article on Tesla and Elon Musk every week, it seemed, on all of the major news outlets. Conservative or liberal, it didn't matter the political bend of the website. They still loved to bash Tesla and Elon. If you remember that Joe Rogan interview that Elon was on, that just gave a ton of fuel for the media to post Elon Musk's picture with a joint on as many outlets as they could. I think it's naive to think that journalists are purely going after Tesla and Elon for reporting purposes. Rather, it's my strong hunch and opinion that many journalists have strong relationships with various people in the investment community. And at that time, there was a great financial incentive for people to bet against Tesla and also to promote negative stories regarding Tesla and Elon in the news. All right, let's go back to what buy the rumor and sell the news means. This is a trading strategy, or rather a type of play on how to make money off of potential market manipulation in the news. It's rather a basic strategy and it doesn't work all the time. However, I think it's important to understand the mechanism so that when it happens, you can understand what's going on. When traders see an upcoming event that is getting people excited, traders will often try to bid up the price before the event with the intent on selling their position right before or after the event happens. That's where you get the adage, sell the news, which means right after an event happens, it becomes news, and that's when they're selling their position. In other words, before the event, in anticipation, people buy the rumor, which means they drive up the stock price. But right when the event becomes reality or news, then people are selling their position and driving down the stock price. All right, let's take a deeper look at Battery Day and what might happen to the stock price. Now, if there's a buy the rumor and sell the news effect for Battery Day, then what will likely be seen is people buying the rumor or buying the stock in anticipation of Battery Day, often a week or two in advance. Then when the event happens, traders and funds start selling their position and the stock price goes down. So short-term traders and funds would probably sell right before the event on September 22nd. In the morning because the event starts in the afternoon, or perhaps on the next day on September 23rd. However, this buy the news, sell the news phenomenon doesn't always work out. Sometimes traders and funds will buy the rumor, and actually the event turns out to be so much better than expected. And even though the short-term funds and traders sell their position, there's a flurry of new buyers who come in to pick up those positions in the stock, and that outweighs the selling. But that's usually the exception and not the rule. There's a lot to look out for. We're going to have to see if there's weakness in the stock price on Tuesday, September 22nd before the event. And we're going to have to see what kind of announcements Tesla announces at their battery day, and if that's going to attract new buyers to the stock or not. The reality is short-term traders and short-term funds don't really care about the content of battery day. They're just looking for a short-term profit. So a lot is going to be determined on whether or not the news announced at battery day is going to attract significant new buyers or not. If it can attract significant new buyers, then we could see the stock price go up actually after battery day. More often than not though, you'll see the stock price rise as people buy the rumor before the event, and right before or after the event, you'll see them sell their position and cause the stock price to drop. That's why oftentimes with earnings reports, and especially highly anticipated earnings reports, you'll see a big run-up in the stock price before that earnings report. And right after the earnings happen, you'll see a big drop in the stock price, even though it seems like the company reported great earnings. And it will leave a lot of people confused. But in the stock trading and stock manipulation world, to them it makes complete sense. All right, that's a quick primer on understanding some dynamics at work with short-term price movements. Oftentimes, these movements are out of the control of the individual retail investor, and sometimes these moves can be hard to predict as well. That's why I feel more confident on relying on long-term trends and long-term execution by a great CEO and company leadership team. Though on the flip side, I also find it fascinating to observe and understand market forces and the psychology of people and the market. All right, I want to hear from you guys. Will Tesla announce significant enough news on battery day that it will outweigh the buy the rumor, sell the news effect and attract new buyers and significant new buyers to the stock? I want to hear also what kind of questions do you have for battery day? Add them in the comment section below. If this video has been helpful, like it and consider subscribing to my channel. We're looking at investment topics from different angles, both quantitatively and qualitatively, trying not to follow the herd, but rather stick to our own independent thinking skills. I'm on Twitter at HeyDave7, and we'll see you in my next video. Thanks.